Praise 102.7, Detroit's Inspiration Station. It is Game On Wednesday. My brother, Dr. Joseph Kimbrough, is on the phone with me. And Joseph, a lot in the news, a lot of the things that are going on with our kids in this city. It's happening all over the world. And one of the things that you did is you sent me an article that Mitch Albom wrote about the kids that were found in the freezer. And he really pinpointed the fact that we have become just numb to the things that are happening to our children. And we've got to do better, and we've got to find ways to empower and make our kids succeed. And you have some suggestions for us today, right?
Absolutely, woman of God. Well, first of all, I want to say thank you so much for allowing me to be on this radio today to empower people with tools and strategies to empower our youth to go to the next level. One of the things that we look in this hour is from the school district to the church house, people continue to say that we need parent involvement. But even outside of parent involvement, we as a community can still make a difference in our young people's lives by empowering them. And the first step we would look at, I call it five steps. The first step, we have to show them that we care about them, we're concerned about their feelings and who they are as individuals. So you have to show that you sincerely care about them. And how do we do that? We have to respect them. And in respecting them, because we're living in such a busy world and we're always on the go, we have to effectively listen to them, listen to their hearts, and be able to regurgitate back to them what was said. Because many times they don't have opportunity to even be able to express their thoughts and their views. So we have to effectively listen to them and be able to not just hearing, but listening. But number two, we have to instill in them some values, what's right and wrong. We should allow the police to be able to do that job and show them what's right and wrong. We should be able to show them the values when you're doing right and wrong. Show them the value of right and wrong. And how do we do that? We have to be consistent. You know, one of the things I was looking at, one of my teachers that called me a couple of weeks ago, named Diane Hill, and she's been so sweet, 36 years in the school district, and I'm so thankful for her. But one of the things I said, Ms. Hill, what is one of the things that helped you go to the next level and why we always respect you? She was consistent in ensuring the right and wrong. So, you know, even in front of people, she did not stray away from those particular things. So we have to be consistent in those things of what's right and wrong and not give any leeway. So when you give people leeway, you start compromising certain things, and guess what? We allow them to take advantage of it. And then they start feeling like they can get away with a little bit more and a little bit more. And how that old scripture, a little leaven spoil the whole what? Lump. So little things we allow them to get away with, little foxes. Right. So we have to be consistent in instilling right and wrong within our youth. The number three we have to do is we have to instill within them pride. Teaching them pride about themselves, giving them compliments about dressing nice, saying, you look so nice today. And they, you know, I like your hairstyle, because that'll give them the opportunity to take pride within themselves. And even when you're not around, they want to take a little bit extra steps and making sure their hair is done, or even you compliment them about what a great job they did for us, and they report cards. Those kind of things go a long way. You'll be surprised, because you may be the one person that they look for to say, job well done. You're doing great today, you know, and so they look for that. So we have to instill in them pride within themselves. And then the fourth thing we also have to do, we have to build confidence in not only confidence, but knowledge within our youth. It's one thing to talk about the pride, you know, great, give them some great compliments, but we also instill in some knowledge, some math and some science and some great wisdom within our youth. I believe in building confidence, creating confidence within our youth, because we have to educate them to help them go to the next level. Talk about the STEM field, the science, the technology, the engineering, the math. Talk about the business aspects, things of that nature, because it's all about what exposure. Right. And teaching them the skill to be able to go to the next level. Number five is understanding their goals. What are your goals in life? What are some of your goals? What do you want to do with yourself in 5 years from now, 10 years from now? Because I'm telling you, you do not know the impact of listening and understanding their goals, how it can go so far in their life. I think about prior to me going to the foster home, the last person that I could remember teaching me anything was Miss Hill. Because when I left Burns Elementary School, she had no clue. After 26 years, she finally contacted me. She had no clue that I ended up in the foster home system.
Wow.
Could you imagine that? She talked about our goals. And so when I went to the foster home, I still hung on to those goals. I still hung on to, you know, want to do great in life and wanted to be a math teacher, a science teacher. And so when I went into the area of DAP7, different programs, they said, why are you, you know, they said foster kids are, you know, you're not going to make it in life. They said most foster kids, you know, they're going to be in drugs or alcohol. And, you know, if the parents are on drugs and dysfunction, they assume that we're going to actually be a product of our environment. But, you know, having that one teacher speak life into me and ask me about my dreams and aspirations, help me go to a whole nother level in life.
Absolutely.
Where now I'm giving back.
Well, I think that those are five very important tools that we can use, and people need to listen to this over and over to help. And thank you so much for bringing all of that to the forefront.
I thank God you speak up and you say what needs to be said in this hour so that we don't drive our kids away.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much. And we listen to Dr. Joseph Kimbrough each and every Wednesday at this time. And we always end our segment by saying it's
Game on Wednesday.